Good morning, everyone. Today we have a phenomenal parak in front of us, Parak Hey of Hilchos Deos. In it, the Rambam will describe how a Talmid Chacham is supposed to be distinct with regards to not only his inner world, the way he thinks, the way he has his character traits aligned, but even with regards to his action, as he's out there in the world, how he eats and drinks and every other thing in his life is supposed to be recognizable and distinguished, that such an individual is indeed a Talmid Chacham. Let's begin. Halacha Aleph. Just as a chacham is supposed to be distinguished and distinct from other people with regards to his inner world, with regards to his wisdom, with regards to his characteristics, So too, he's supposed to be distinct with regards to all of his actions in this world, eating, drinking, and all these other things, as we will describe each one individually in the upcoming halachos. These actions are supposed to be absolutely beautiful, well refined, and clearly demonstrable through them that he is a Talmid Chacham. Ketzad. The Rambam is now going to describe exactly what each one of these looks like. Talmid Chacham lo yagargron el ochel ma'achol haroy lahavros gufo. Talmid Chacham is not supposed to be gluttonous, rather he should eat food which is necessary for the upkeep of his health. Lo yachal menu achi legasi, he shouldn't have too much of it. Lo yeh rodef l'malos bitten, okay, elu shemismal ma'achol mishta ach tibiach kresan. He shouldn't be so quick to fill his belly like those that eat so much until their bellies are ready to explode. In fact, about them, the pasuk says, that such people who are constantly making every day like holiday, eating and drinking every day, the pasuk says about them that Hashem is going to spread the dung of their meals, that food which they think is such a delicacy, is really like feces to God, and He's going to spread it across their faces. Very, very harsh language. And such people say, "Oh yeah, we'll eat and drink today, we'll be merry today, because tomorrow we're going to die." The Rambam says such a eating is the eating of wicked people. V'shulchanos elu heim shagina kasev amar, about such tables, the pasuk degrades them and says, kikol shulchanos malu kiyot so I believe makom. Again, they think it's filled with delicacies, but Hashem says it's filled with vomit and feces. Aval chacham eino ochel el tavshil echad o shnai ochel mimenu kdei chayv b'dayo. But a wise person, what does he do? He eats one or two food items and only eats enough to survive with that and leaves it at that. V'hu shamar shlomo tzadik ochel sova nafsho. That a righteous person, a tzaddik, a Talmid Chacham, is somebody who's going to eat with accordance with that which he needs, and not more than that. When a Chacham is eating the small amount which he needs, he should only eat it at home on his own table. He shouldn't eat out in the marketplaces unless there's some pressing need. That way he shouldn't be degraded in front of other people. He shouldn't eat amongst people that are not Talmid Chacham on those tables which, as has been described, are filled with vomit and feces. And he also shouldn't just be eating everywhere, even if he's eating with wise people. He shouldn't eat at very large gatherings. And if he's going to eat at a big gathering somewhere else, he should only eat it if it's a sudas mitzvah, like a wedding, and of a specific type of wedding, when it's a Talmid Chacham, was to be married to the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. In fact, people that were known for their piety, the early tzaddikim and chassidim, they would only eat from meals which are their own, they wouldn't eat from anybody else's. Now, with regards to drink, halacha gimel, when a Talmid Chacham is drinking wine, he only does so in order to allow the food in his belly to digest. So anybody who gets drunk is considered a sinner, he's degraded, and he loses his wisdom. And if, even worse, he gets drunk in front of people that are not Talmid Chacham, such a person has desecrated God's name. And it's forbidden for a person to drink wine during the daytime, even a small amount, unless it's amidst the meal. Because such drinking is not going to get him drunk. And in terms of what you should avoid, you should only have to avoid drinking wine, which is after the meal, which is basically standing alone. In the next two halachos, the Rambam is now going to turn to marital relations. Halacha dalet, aval pisha ishto shel adam muteres lo tamid, even though a person's wife is permitted to him at all times, roi lo letamid chacham shianag atzom b'kdusha v'lehi mato etzel ishto ketarnagol, it's fitting for a Talmid Chacham to behave in a sanctified fashion, not be constantly found by his wife like a chicken does. Elam yilei l'shabbos, lilei l'shabbos, im yish bo kuach, rather should do so once a week on Friday night, if he has the strength for that. To be clear, the Rambam is discussing in terms of a hypothetical ideal of a Talmid Chacham who's living in a sanctified life. There is, though, as Rambam discusses elsewhere in Mishnah Torah, a mitzvah of onah, which is to be with one's wife as part of their relationship and for when she desires. That is a different story. It's not what the Rambam is focusing on here. Ukshu misaper ima, and when a husband is with his wife, lo yisaper b'tchilas halayla, shkishu soveo b'no malei, they shouldn't be together towards the beginning of the evening when his belly is still full. Lo b'sof halayla, not at the end of the evening, kishu raif, when he's hungry. El b'emsa halayla, kishitzaka mazom shabayav. Rather, he should do so in the middle of the evening when his food has begun to digest it properly in his belly. V'loyaka b'roshu b'yoser, he shouldn't be particularly lightheaded, though we'll see he needs to be a degree of lightheaded. V'loy nabalas piv b'dibri hafai, he shouldn't speak in an inappropriate fashion, v'afilu b'ina levena, even when it's just the two of them. Hari omer b'kabala, in fact, this is what the pasuk says, magil adam ma seicho, amrucham afilu sich kalash b'in adam leishto, asilitin alha esedin. Eventually, you're going to have to give an accounting for even the small matters that you said between you and your wife, and therefore you have to be careful not to speak in an inappropriate fashion. V'loy yushneim lo shikurim v'latzlan v'latzaban, v'lo echem hen. And they both, and certainly not both, but even one of them, shouldn't be drunk or lethargic, not interested basically in having relations, or particularly sad. Vlotia Yishena, she shouldn't be asleep, of course. Vlianososa, he shouldn't force himself upon her, but he ain't a rotum when she's not interested. Ela Berotzon Shneim Ubisimchasim. The way to have relations when they're both interested and they're both in a good mood. Yisavar Beisachim At Ima, Kadesh Tis Yashev Nafsha, Vyobabusha, Vlobazas, Vyafrosh Miyad. What is the correct way to have relations, therefore? They should joke around, they should be comfortable with one another, and then eventually, when they're both feeling ready, so then they should have relations in a modest fashion, not in a brazen fashion, and then separate. Anybody who behaves in such a fashion, not only has he sanctified himself in his actions, but not only that, even if he has children, then those children will be ones who are fitting for wisdom and for piety. Anybody who behaves in the opposite fashion, like those who go in darkness, so indeed his children will be like that as well. In Lachavav, the Rambam now turns to broader areas of modesty. A very great degree of modesty was kept by the Talmid Chacham. They would never reveal their heads, their bodies. Even when they go to the bathroom, even when he goes to the bathroom, he shouldn't be immodest. Instead, he should be modest and not reveal himself until he's ready to go to the bathroom, actually. He shouldn't wipe with his right hand, rather he should use his left hand. He should distance himself when he's defecating far away from everybody else. And if, let's say, he's going inside of a cave, he should go into the innermost chamber, far away from everybody else, and then defecate. And if he's defecating behind a fence, he should be far enough from other people, that way somebody shouldn't hear him if he flashlights. And if he's doing so in a more open area, he should still move far away enough from other people, so that way nobody should see him when he bears himself. He shouldn't speak at the time when he's defecating, even if there's a great need to. And in the same way that you have to be modest during the daytime, when, you know, potentially people could see you and you're more visible during the day, you also have to act in the same degree of modesty at night. A person should train themselves that they should defecate in the morning and in the evening, and that way they won't come in the middle of the day to have to go and distance themselves far away from everybody else because they have to defecate. In Al-Chazayin, the Rambam now turns to the speech and the interactions of a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham lo yehei tzoek v'tzoveach b'shas diburuk v'hemus chayos. Talmid Chacham is not supposed to be yelling and shouting at the time when he speaks like animal would. V'leg be a kolo b'yos. He shouldn't raise his voice so high. Ela diburuk b'nachas im kol b'yos. Rather, he should speak in a serene fashion with everybody. G'shirabur b'nachas, when he talks calmly, yizayr shlo yisrachik ad sheyirah k'divrei gasei ruach. However, at the same time, you shouldn't speak so slowly and arrogantly as if you're weighing every word like those who are arrogant do. U'machdim shalom l'chol adam k'deisha tehei rucha nocha heimenu. And he should also greet everybody first, in order so that people feel comfortable with him. V'don eskol adam kapschos, he should judge everybody favorably. Misaper shachaber below begnuzo klal, he should only speak positively about people, but not in their degradation at all. Oiv shalom v'rodiv shalom, you should love peace and chase after peace. Imro shadvarv mo'ilim nishmam omer v'im lav shosik. And he should only speak if he sees that there's going to be a place for the person to accept his words. If they're not going to listen, he should not speak. Ketzad, the Rambam is going to illustrate this. L'ratz chaver b'shaska, so you shouldn't try to appease your friend while he's in the midst of anger. L'rish al al nidro b'shash and other ashi discard daito v'yanuach. Don't try to get him to remove a vow he's taken in the midst of when he's taken the vow. Wait till he calms down, and then you can speak to him. And if he's in a state of mourning, somebody just died, somebody's close to him, so while the body is still there, before it's been buried, you shouldn't try to comfort him. He's not in a state where he's able to listen to that comfort. And say to with everything else, you should only speak if your words will be accepted. And if you happen to be in a situation where you see your friend in his degradation, you should not look, don't gaze at it, rather turn away, avert your gaze. When you speak, you shouldn't change your words. You shouldn't add or subtract. Unless it's for the sake of peace, as we know, sometimes it's permitted to say some sort of white lie in order to keep the peace. So in those circumstances, you're allowed to, but otherwise, really, really, you should never change your words. The essential rule is that you should only speak with regards to things which are about wisdom or with regards to helping others. And an additional point, is that you shouldn't speak with a woman out in the public domain, out in the marketplace, even if she's your wife or your sister or your daughter. There's no concern of immorality. The problem is that people might see you and understand that this person is a close relative of yours, and therefore jump to conclusions that are wrong about you, so you should be careful not to allow that to happen. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam will now discuss how a Talmid Chacham is supposed to carry himself when he walks. That a Talmid Chacham is not supposed to walk in such an upright and neck-lifted fashion where he looks arrogant. And also he shouldn't walk so slowly, you know, one heel touching the next heel, walking very slowly, and again, looking arrogant. However, he shouldn't run in the public domain like crazy people do. And he also shouldn't bend himself over completely like those who are hunchback, who need a cane. Rather, he should walk normally. He should have his gaze downward, but feel as if he's standing in prayer. And when he's walking through the public domain, when he's walking through the marketplace, he should look like he's busy, walking at a brisk pace, but not running. Even from the way that somebody works, walks, the Rambam tells us, you can tell whether or not he's a wise person or whether he's a fool. And this is indeed what Shlomo said in Koheles. And when a fool walks, everybody can tell that he's a fool. He's promoting the fact that he's a fool based off of his gait, the way he carries himself. Now, with regards to one's clothing, halacha tes, mabush tam chacham, mabush na v'naki. The clothing of a tam chacham is supposed to be nice and clean. But asur lo shiimatze v'bigdal kesem lo shemanunas kiyotiv. It's forbidden for him to have any sort of stain on it. V'lo yibash lo mabush lachem kikum digdizav argamun v'shakom estakun v'hen. Lo mashaniyem shu mevazel es lo v'shav el begadam b'inonim noem. He's not supposed to wear very fancy clothing, gold and purple clothing like kings, so that way everybody gazes at them. He also shouldn't wear very degrading clothing, which is the clothing of the poor people. Rather, he should wear average, nice clothing. He also shouldn't have clothing which is very sheer, like the ones that you make in Mitzrayim, where you can see your skin through them. And he also shouldn't have clothing which is dragging on the floor, like arrogant people do. Rather, towards the bottom, it should be near his heel. On his sleeves, it should be up until his knuckles. He shouldn't have his talis wrapped around him like arrogant people do. Well, but Shabbos, but only on Shabbos, if he doesn't have an alternative. He also shouldn't have very, very patched clothing. During the summer months, there's no excuse. During the winter months, if he's very, very poor, then he's allowed to have very patched clothing, because it's better that he have very patched clothing than that he should get soaked and dirty from the weather conditions. He shouldn't have perfume on his clothing when he goes out or on his head. However, if he does put some perfume on his body in order to remove the smell, the filth, so then he's allowed. Also, he's not supposed to go out alone at night, unless he had a set time. Everybody knows he gives a shear at 8:30, so he's walking out alone at night to go and do that, so then he's allowed to. And all these different things about the perfume, about going out alone at night, those relate to the fact that we don't want people to suspect you of doing something improper. They're going out alone at night. What are you doing? Why is your clothing perfumed? You might think that there's some sort of immorality going on. So therefore, to avoid any suspicion, a person should be careful not to do these things. Finally, the Rambam now turns to the way that Talmid Chacham is supposed to take care of his business affairs. Halacha Yud. Talmid Chacham mekalka b'davar b'mishvar. Talmid Chacham is going to do everything in his business with deliberation. Ochel v'shosav v'zanis anshei beiso k'fi mimon v'atzlachaso. He's going to take care of those people in his household with accordance with a degree of his success. He's not going to then say, oh, I need to go keep up with the Jones and push himself to work even harder just to make more money to give everybody more. Tivucham derech eretz. Shelo yochal adam basar elo teivon. A person should not have meat unless he really desires it. Shnei markiz have enough shechel lechol basar. That's a desire. You should only have it every once in a while. Therefore, it's enough that a person who's healthy should only have meat once every week from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And if he's somebody who's very wealthy, though, and it's fitting for him to have meat all the time, so then indeed he's allowed it. A person should always have a little bit less than that's fitting for him, in accordance with how wealthy he is. But he should dress in accordance with his level of wealth. Very important line, that he should respect his wife and his children, though he should give them even more than that which is fitting with his level of wealth. Lach Yud Aleph. Derech Bali Deya Sheik Balo Adam Lacha Mefarneses Oso Tchila. The way of wise people is to first make sure that they have a livelihood. V'achar kach yikneh beis dira, and then only afterwards buy a house. V'achar kach yikneh isha, and then afterwards get married. And Amar Miyosh Asher Nata Karim V'lo Chilalom. The way the pasuk describes these people who are going out to war and says, oh, anybody who has this should go home. So the way the pasuk orders it is that first it talks about a vineyard, which is like a livelihood, then it talks about a house, and then it talks about getting married. About fools, what do they do? First they get married, and then they buy a house if they're able to, and then at the end of his life, if he's able to, he tries to figure out some profession, or he'll just collect alms, he'll collect money from tzedakah. And that's in fact what the pasuk says about the tochacha. Isha tiares, bias divne, karam tita, klomar, yumasecha hafuchin, kadesh lo tatliach tzerechacha. Hashem is going to make it be that your actions will be done in the opposite way of the wise people in order that you won't be successful. Berecha hu omer, and with regards to the blessing, the pasuk says, vayi David lechol tzerechav maskil vashem imo. David was very wise with all that he did, and therefore Hashem was with him. Lacha yud beis, vashelul adam lahafkir lahakdish kol nechasav, yetriach al brios. It's therefore forbidden for a person to just throw away all his money, even if it's going to sanctify his money, and therefore rely on other people. Volume kor sada vayikin bias, lo bias vayikin metaltlan, o yasis chor vet may beso. Amamocher hu metaltlan mekone sada. A person is not supposed to go and sell his source of livelihood, his field, in order to buy a house. You shouldn't sell his house in order to buy portable items or do business with his house. Rather, what you should do is sell your portable items in order to buy a livelihood, to buy a field. And the general rule is that he should just look at the long-term benefits. He shouldn't do things just to gain in the short term, even though it's going to cost him a very big loss. He shouldn't be foolish in his actions. And finally, that was all about the financial savvy. Now we turn to Halachah Gimel, where the Rambam discusses how one should conduct business in an honest fashion. The way of trading with the Talmud Chacham should be one of truth and with trustfulness. Omer al lav lav al hein hein. That which he says no about is no, and that which he says yes about is a yes. It's a commitment. He should be very, very exacting on his own accounting, but with regards to other people, he should let it be. He should waive their mistakes and let things go. He should pay somebody immediately on time. He shouldn't become a guarantor or a power of attorney for anybody else. He shouldn't get involved in things which aren't his own. He'll obligate himself even beyond the letter of the law, even that which the Torah didn't obligate himself in, he'll obligate himself in order so that way he can fulfill his word and not change it. And if others owe him money, he should be nice to them, extend the time, lend them money, and be gracious. He shouldn't get involved in somebody else's business. He shouldn't distress anybody at all during his whole life. The general rule is as follows. He should be amongst those that are chaste rather than those that chase. Those that are degraded rather than those that degrade. About such an individual who acts in such a fashion, Hashem says, you Israelite, through you are whom I will be glorified. And this is the way the Rambam had also ended off Perek Hey of Hilchos Yisuri HaTorah, discussing the great Kiddush Hashem somebody has the potential to make when they act in an honest fashion as a man of integrity out there in the business world. Hashem, we shall be successful in achieving this in all of our actions.